It's time now for our weekly conversation about ways to explore the Washington region. It's called Get Out There. I'm joined by arts and culture reporter Elliot Williams. Welcome, Elliot.
Hey, Jonathan.
So, Elliot, we've got a holiday weekend ahead of us as Martin Luther King Jr. Day is on Monday. For locals interested in arts and culture events related to the holiday, what can we look forward to?
Yeah, there are a few highlights I'll mention here. So tomorrow at 7 p.m., the 6th and I Historic Synagogue is hosting a Shabbat service with Turner Memorial AME Church, which worshipped in 6th and I's building for 5 decades. And the service will feature performances by soulful musicians from both congregations, along with words of inspiration in honor of Dr. King, along with civil rights leader Abraham Joshua Heschel. Another show on my radar is one coming to the McLean Community Center in Northern Virginia. The center is celebrating with the Daryl Davis Band. If you don't know who Daryl Davis is, look him up. He's a boogie-woogie pianist who's played with blues legends like B.B. King and Chuck Berry, but he's perhaps most famous for his decades of work fighting racism. He used his music to befriend Klansmen and convince them to abandon the Klan. He's been written about a ton and collected over 200 robes to prove it. He's playing with his band tomorrow at 7 and following it with a talk on Sunday at 2 p.m. That's all at the McLean Community Center. If you actually want to get out there physically, there's a Live the Legacy MLK Day bike ride hosted by the District Cycling Collective. That starts at Conti's Bike Shop in Navy Yard at 8:30 a.m. on Monday and includes a trip to the Freedmen Cemetery in Alexandria, the resting place of over 1,700 escaped slaves during the Civil War. Of course, you can always participate in the annual MLK Day Peace Walk across the new Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge Monday at 9:30 a.m.
All right, so MLK Day is also the only federal holiday formally established as a national day of service. So what's out there for locals who want to give back?
We actually have a really helpful guide on DCS.com from writer Bridget Reed Murawski. Some of the options you'll find there include a few options here. So Others Might Eat is looking for volunteers to handle meal prep and breakfast distribution. The National Park Service is hosting a Potomac River shoreline cleanup and invasive species removal project at the Alexandria's Bell Haven Park. And the Humane Rescue Alliance is asking for supplies for its pet pantry program, which gives DC residents access to free nutritious food and treats for their pets. Those are among 15 different service opportunities listed on our guide.
All right, let's look ahead more generally to this weekend. Elliot, what else are you going to be getting up to?
I will be at home streaming Signature Theater's Stephen Sondheim tribute called Everybody Rise. That will be free on Signature's YouTube page running for 72 hours from Friday to Monday and features a host of DC musicians performing Sondheim's classics. Signature has produced over 30 of Sondheim's plays, so it's bound to be impressive. What about you, Jonathan?
Well, first of all, that Sondheim tribute sounds amazing. This weekend, as everybody knows, I've got pretty young kids, and it looks like, fingers crossed, depending on how you feel about snow, it looks like we may be in line for another dusting or maybe another few inches of snow on Sunday. So it might be another weekend of some sledding for us. Last week, we were out all week in Arlington because of the snow. I don't know if that's going to happen again, but at least we'll have another inch or two of snow on the hills to get some good runs in.
Wow, maybe that or a snowball fight.
There you go. All right, Elliot Williams is our arts and culture reporter. You can find additional coverage of arts and culture on our website, wamu.org, and at dcist.com. Elliot, good to talk with you as always.
Great talking to you too, Jonathan.